Willie, Willie, Scott, Scott, 277, 1960, 221, 1960, was seen on 1-4, 65-year-old gentleman, single, used to work in the oil field, has 6 grown children. He does smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol. He's had multiple back issues, knee problems, has issues with pain, period. In the paragraph, he's a smoker. He doesn't drink alcohol, period. In the paragraph, he also suffers from hypertension and coronary artery disease, period. In the paragraph, family history positive for coronary artery disease and hypertension, period. Surgery, no recent surgery, medical problems, hypertension, coronary artery disease, history of PE, used to be on Eliquis, but he's off of it now after 6 months, period. Medication includes Neurontin 300 TID, Coric 12.5 BID, Eliquis 5 mg BID, which is off of aspirin 81 mg once daily, naproxen, and Losartan, period. In the paragraph, COVID and flu immunizations up to date, period. In the paragraph, Willie is alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. Has had no weight loss, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematitis, seizure, convulsion. Blood pressure is 140 over 60, pulse is 82, respiration is 18, O2 sats 94%, pulse is 88, heart positive, small positive for stool, lungs, fear, bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment, 65-year-old gentleman with history of chronic back pain, knee problems, hypertension, history of pulmonary embolus, no sign of DVT, no PE at this time, period. In the paragraph, because of his chronic pain, he was referred for evaluation by pain management. Which he will see. As far as his PE is concerned, he's off his Eliquis. His blood pressure is poorly controlled, but that's partially because he's not taking his meds on a regular basis. He does have lots of arthritis, lots of DJD, and lots of pain issues that needs to be addressed with specialists via either pain medications and or injections, ESI injections. Thank you.